Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet?
Self-hatred, the reason we have no black community. Worked so hard to get equality, so you would think we work together, each brother helping others. Instead, we got hustled into fighting one another. Light skin versus dark skin, street versus educated. Happy versus straight hair, poor versus those who made it. Hood versus hood, believers are even segregated. Muslims versus Christians, our differences are exaggerated. It hurts to acknowledge this, but we've fallen victim to the same mindset as the colonists. They place the lighter skin slaves in the higher service, while the darker ones were kept in the fields. They weren't worthy. Set our skin, lips, and curly hair were a disgrace. So to this day, black women abuse their hair to get it straight. Like we're ashamed of who we are, this is how God made us. We need to love ourselves and get rid of the self-hatred. Black men killing black men are killing black women. Black women through abortions are killing black children. Black children killing each other over a new pair of shoes. Our community is dying with each one we lose. Like celebrities and leaders misguide our people. They move from black neighborhoods so they won't have to see us. Our community is dying, but together we can save it. Self-love's the only way to cure self-hatred.
Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. We don't steal, we don't gamble, we don't lie, and we don't cheat. That also deprives the government of revenue, because you can't get into a whiskey bottle without getting past the government's seal.
Now black males killing black males over nothing but street life, gang signs, and who's really thugging. Drugs and money are the sources of our grudges. We should be working together, we're literally all cousins. Most of us hate our dads cause they were non-existent, then turn around and do the same things to our children, leaving with no role models. So instead they listen to the devil and his minions, so they end up in prison. They treated us like savages, said we weren't civilized. Now we're proud to be thugs, break laws and womanize. It used to be illegal to even teach us to read and write. Now we drop out of school and say the smart ones are acting white. Come on man, we're better than this. We've got the blood of kings running through our veins, so resist these foolish temptations. It's the only way we'll make it, or we'll always be controlled by our own self-hatred. Black men killing black men are killing black women. Black women through abortions are killing black children. Black children killing each other over a new pair of shoes. Our community is dying with each one we lose. Like celebrities and leaders misguide our people. They move from black neighborhoods so they won't have to see us. Our community is dying, but together we can save it. Self-love's the only way to cure self-hatred.
The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. We will kill you for our woman.
Why do we hate all women? It's pathetic, I just don't get it. They're the mothers of creation, with them lie our blessings. So why do we neglect them, threaten and reject them? Call them out their names, constantly disrespect them. Cheat on them, lie to them, just to get sex. Then discard them like trash the second they get pregnant. Sell them as prostitutes, proudly we tell them. They're only good as strippers and models, we truly fail them. Abandon our daughters, letting the snakes have their way with them. We'll protect our sisters instead, we stay degrading them. Brag about abusing them with the back of our hands. And got the nerve to get mad when she gets a white man. Here's a tip, they just want us to love them, trust them, treat them right and stand up for something. Strive to be her protector and provider, guide her in life but also listen to her guidance. You do this and she'll be there forever, support you in your goals through rain and stormy weather. Cause they just wanna help us by changing us for the better. And they have strong families but we won't let them. So now they're losing faith in us, look in their eyes. You can see the pain cause they know they'll never get to be wise. Since we ride ahead like thugs for the rest of our lives. We need to man up and embrace our women while there's still time. Black men killing black men are killing black women. Black women through abortions are killing black children. Black children killing each other over a new pair of shoes. Our community is dying with each one we lose. Like celebrities and leaders misguide our people. They move from black neighborhoods so they won't have to see us. Our community is dying, but together we can save it. Self-love's the only way to cure self-hatred. Black men killing black men are killing black women. Black women through abortions are killing black children. Black children killing each other over a new pair of shoes. Our community is dying with each one we lose. Like celebrities and leaders misguide our people. They move from black neighborhoods so they won't have to see us. Our community is dying, but together we can save it.